waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
And now in studio, we have Georgia Barry, and her co-founder, Adam, couldn't make it this morning because he's unwell. But thanks so much for joining us, Georgia. You have some really cool and important and mind-blowing information to share with us regarding farming. So tell us who you are and what you guys do at Farm Inc.
Sure. So I'm a co-founder of Farm Inc. There are three of us, Adam and also Noah, who's in Kenya at the moment, who is a farmer in Kenya himself. And together we build technology to help farmers share information and connect with each other, and we're able to help farmers make better decisions on their farms by delivering them information through their mobile phone.
Sure. Crazy. So we're technology and farming agriculture meets. That's
exactly.
Super cool. So you guys are just, or sort of recently, there's been this one pest, shall we call it that, that's cropped up, no pun intended, in agriculture, and people are not really knowing how to deal with it out in Africa. So tell us some more about this fall army worm and what you guys have been doing to help the situation.
Sure. So the way that we design our technology, we tend to go where the farmers have problems. So we design around whatever the most pressing issues are of the day. And around 2 years ago, so in early 2016, a brand new pest arrived in Africa, which is called fall armyworm. And if you're a maize farmer, you've probably, hopefully, heard of it by now, because it's decimating maize across the continent. It's in pretty much every sub-Saharan African country now.
Yeah.
And essentially the way it works is it's called fall armyworm because it's originally from the Americas and it would come in the fall. But unfortunately in Africa, because the seasons are different, actually it's pretty much all year round the worm exists. Mm-hmm. And armyworm because it essentially moves like an army across fields and it can travel, you know, hundreds of kilometres in a day.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really, really serious issue. And with maize being a staple crop in Africa, it can have a really serious effect on food security on the continent.
So does it eat the crop or does it go into the maize and then when you harvest it, it sort of sits there and then when you consume it, then it like goes into you?
Yeah, so it kind of affects the crop in all kinds of ways. The worst way is that it can actually get inside the whorl, so it mm-hmm. eats the cob from the inside. So it might be that you don't even know you have it until you harvest, and then you see that actually all of your maize has been destroyed. So it's a really serious problem.
That's crazy.
That is really crazy. Mm. So how are you guys actually now helping farmers with regard to this fall army worm?
Sure. So we have a service called the Africa Farmers Club. And essentially what we do is we combine online groups where farmers can discuss the issues they're facing with a chatbot. And the way it works is that people can sign up to our digital training through the chatbot and they can get weekly lessons and they can test their knowledge so they can learn how to identify the pest. And they can also get reminders to scout their farm, because really the most important thing that farmers do is that they check their farm every single week in the right way to make sure that they don't have the pest. Because if you catch it early, then you can treat it. If you don't catch it until it's too late, then you know your crop is gone.
And obviously if you catch it too late, then it might have spread.
Exactly, and then you're putting your neighbours at risk. Exactly. So we combine this online group with a chatbot. The chatbot's currently only launched in East Africa, but the online group, so you can join the Africa Farmers Club on Facebook. We've got around 150,000 members now, and farmers from all over Africa talk about these kind of issues and can share their experiences and their advice.
Sure. That's so crazy. I'm trying to, in my mind, just kind of processing, this is incredible how technology can really help with saving lives in this way. And yeah, it's really amazing. So you guys have just come from the AfricaCom conference. So tell us some more about what happened there and just how this whole open conversation has helped and will continue to help us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were really lucky in that we actually won an award at the AfricaCom conference, and we won the Fall Armyworm Grand Prize for Technology, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And the way it worked was that everyone who was working on this kind of issue submitted their proposal for how they're tackling it. And the organisers essentially took all of our products, tested them with farmers in Uganda to understand which was working the best on real farms. And then they used that feedback to decide which product was having the biggest impact for farmers on the continent. So we were really, really pleased to win. It's fantastic to win an award that's been sort of voted for by the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool. Congratulations.
Really good.
Thank you.
So just run it by me again. How exactly does your technology work to help the farmers identify whether they have a fall armyworm?
Sure. So there's three main things you need to know if you are farming maize, and that's, firstly, how do you identify fall armyworm? So you can sign up for our chatbot, and we'll walk you through lessons where you can check your knowledge. So you can test yourself to see whether you can identify fall armyworm versus regular armyworm versus other pests that affect maize. And it's sort of through a gamified experience. So you kind of level up, you collect badges as you go through the process. And then the second thing you need to know is how to scout your farm. Because if you're looking for fall armyworm, you need to really understand how to do that. Because essentially the caterpillars hide inside the world. So you need to be able to scout your farm in a way that's going to really understand to what extent you've been affected. And then the third thing you need to know is, what do you do if you find fall armyworm on your farm? And the way we've designed our technology means that based on your location, based on the stage of your maize, based on the weather conditions, we'll give you personalized recommendations as to what to do. So whether or not to spray, what to spray, when to spray, these kind of things. So that service itself is currently launched in East Africa, and we'll be launching more widely next year.
That is fantastic, really so wonderful. If you've just joined the conversation, we're chatting with Georgia, and she's one of the co-founders of Farm Inc. I couldn't help but think, for high school students that maybe just want to have a bit of a broader experience, it would be a good idea for them to check out your guys' website, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And join our Facebook group, because it's really the best way to understand what's going on with farming in Africa and to talk to fellow farmers. So it's Africa Farmers Club. Absolutely join our Facebook group.
So before we go, I'm just thinking, it's such an important job to do, you know, like agriculture. It's so important that we still have people who know how that field works. So what would you do to encourage young people who may be listening, and they're like, you know, they're trying to make decisions about their lives and what to study, or what, you know, where their interests lie. How would you encourage young people to look sort of in the field of agriculture and to maybe apply themselves to being that one day?
So I think it's a really good question, and I think what's really exciting is that agriculture is really changing at the moment, and there are big changes being made in terms of what people want to farm. People are moving to much more kind of higher value, more complex crops, but that actually have a much greater return on investment.
So what would higher value crop be?
So, for example, in Kenya, we see a lot of people moving away from sort of traditional maize to things like tomatoes, watermelons, even vegetables, baby vegetables even.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of crops have much higher return on investment, certainly in Kenya, and require a sort of a certain amount of knowledge in terms of how to do that. And that's quite an interesting challenge for a lot of young people. And I think what's making that a lot easier is that new technologies are arriving that are helping people to farm better, make better decisions on their farm, and to connect with other people in their local area to share that knowledge, which was a very difficult thing to do even 5 years ago.
Yeah. Sure. So cool. So
very cool.
Why not be a farmer?
There we go. So again, the Facebook page, Georgia?
Yep. It's Africa Farmers Club. Definitely join. You have to answer a few questions about who you are. Tell us what your interest is in farming, and then we'll accept you into the group. There are a few rules, which essentially is just be polite and get involved.
Fantastic. And that's what we want. We want people to get involved. And that's so important. Georgia, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for letting us know.
Also just your website, please, Georgia?
Yep, you can also go to farm.inc, so farm.ink, and learn more about what we do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming to our studios, and we wish you and the other two co-founders all the best.
Thanks a lot.
CCFM 107.5.